pretty interesting to be on the field. I stood there for a second, realizing that too, you know, to my right is an aircraft at where I came from, and to my left is a hockey rink. That's what I'm doing now. And it was just interesting to have the two side by side.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Everything came full circle there for you. Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Jeremy Webb, lead scoreboard and scoring systems technician at the United States Air Force Academy. He's going to tell us about his experience from airplanes to the Air Force, the venues and sports he works with at the Academy, and much more. And we're here today with Jeremy. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Good to talk to you.
And Matt's here with us too. How you doing over there, Matt?
I'm doing good today, Justin. Thank you for asking.
All right. Jeremy, the first thing we'd like to do with all these is kind of what Matt would say is get an origin story.
Yep.
We gotta understand who we're talking to today. So can you give us an overview of your position and where you're at?
So my background actually isn't with scoreboards at all. I was a licensed FAA airframe and pyroplant technician for 13 years. Worked on everything from a small Cessna 172 up to a Pilatus PC-12. Did some work for FedEx in Wyoming. Beyond that, I had a friend who knew a friend here at the Academy. They were looking for someone to take this position. And I said that with my unique skill set, I might fit in here. 3.5 years later, I haven't looked back.
Nice. And then, so what is your title and kind of what are your areas of responsibility right now?
My official title is scoreboarding scoring systems lead. And my role is to maintain every single video board and scoreboard for the athletic department here at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Okay. And we did hear leading up to this that your current role might be a little less stressful than your previous one. Can you give us a little insight into your main responsibilities and what you used to do?
Yes. Well, before I came to the Academy, I was a licensed, and still am, a licensed aircraft technician. And oftentimes we would have no problem replacing an engine, moving and replacing an engine or propeller, taking wings off an aircraft for a deep inspection, then putting them back on. And then later on, if the customer requested it, we would go flying with the owner in that plane that we just replaced the engine on or replaced the landing gear and the propeller. We would do it quite often. So that kind of trust in my work is what really helped me be hired here at the Academy.
I was going to say, because you mentioned three years ago is when they approached you about this. And I was kind of curious in my head, how'd you go from something like that to thinking that you could help out with scoreboards and video displays?
Well, for a while, there was actually a break in my aviation career. My ex-wife and I ran our own company, and I set up the entire internet server structure for our company. And with that background, plus my troubleshooting abilities with aviation, everything here at the Academy, honestly, kind of falls into the same category, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just signal from point A to point B. It's just what it does when it gets there that you need to, change your thinking a little bit.
Okay.
So is there, I'm trying to think of like, so it's people sometimes say scoreboards and video displays interchangeably too. So maybe give us a little kind of overview of the facilities too, right? Is it like a football stadium? You have some different equipment than you would at swimming and things like that. Like what areas are you overseeing?
Oh, so I oversee multiple venues. I have video boards. I believe 11 video boards here at the football stadium. I have another venue where we have video boards that are running off of XP. We have video boards in our basketball and hockey arena, volleyball, gymnastics. Then I have scoreboards at our soccer stadium, practice lacrosse field, our basketball gymnasiums. I have probably at least 7 venues that I have to maintain, and our indoor football arena.
Well, that's something I'm always interested to hear, because especially when talking to similar to like other colleges, right, is that when you talk to someone who's responsible for the scoreboards and video displays, it's at so many different venues. Maybe what is that like for you then? Like how do you keep track of going from like one event or venue to the next?
I have to look at them each as their own individual entity. as every single building or every single venue is set up differently. Each one is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, at the pool, that one is running XP. The video board's a little bit newer. In our hockey arena, it's going to be the latest hardware that Tronix has. And then I have everything in between. Really, with these venues, I've been involved with them so much, I just have to get a feel of how each venue operates and try to maintain that stability.
So from a product standpoint with Daktronix video displays and scoreboards in those facilities, does that help from service aspect of going from one to the other, or from a training aspect with whoever you have help run those displays, of knowing there's like a consistency between those products?
Very much so. With show control being in most of my venues, it's extremely easy to go from one building to another to bring over a graphic or a picture. And as far as hardware goes, if by some chance one of my all-sport controllers happens to be damaged during the game, I usually have one probably within 100 feet at any given time I could swap it out with. I can have immediate interchangeability in parts. I have some video board panels that I can use within at least four or five venues. Power supplies I can use within at least three venues. So nice thing about anything is that if I do happen to have a problem, easily take care of it, usually within 15, 20 minutes. I have never once had a non-event due to the system here.
Nice. And we were talking a little bit about the training thing too, because maybe this kind of ties into another question I had is, you have various facilities, you have various types of events. What does the crew you work with look like? Is it a combination of, you know, of students, you got marketing staff? Kind of what is your, if you're thinking of a control room, maybe let's start with a football game. What does that control room look like and who's there?
With our control room, I have one operator. He was hired a year ago and is doing very well. He had a little Daktronix experience before he was hired here. So he played catch up for about 2 months. But as of right now, he's my main operator. We use him for football, basketball, hockey, volleyball, all of our main premier sports. Control room itself, we have one computer that runs all the video boards. We have an audio mixer, audio rack, and then our marketing director in front of him calling all the shots and running the show. And we basically copy that format and do that in hockey, men and women's basketball, volleyball. And, it's very easy to copy that system and do it at all of our games.
And with the football stadium, we know you guys have that digital audio facade. I remember when we were putting that together, we put it together on our manufacturing floor all in one piece, and then we shipped it down there and we had to go take some pictures of it and got to see how massive that thing was. How do you guys use that on a regular basis to add an extra visual element over the speaker system?
It's actually very nice. It's interesting. I didn't think it would look as good as it did. When I was hired here 3.5 years ago, the system was already in place. So from the field, it looked, you know, seamless and smooth. And I thought it was just a huge panel. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I got up close to it, I had one that got damaged, that I've realized just how huge those sticks were. Honestly, it's quite amazing to see it up close and be able to, you know that a picture is coming out of this thing that doesn't look like it should when you're up close to it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that too, because we ended up taking pictures. I think we did some social media promotions when it was on the manufacturing floor too. And it was kind of like that too, Jeremy. We saw it up close, and it's a weird thing that was also a speaker system. And then when we first got pictures sent back to us, I think from one of our service technicians, and when they first turned it on, it was incredible to see that thing that we just took pictures of, and now all of a sudden that looks like a video board, not even an audio system.
100% true. 100% true. One thing that I do like about Daktronix is that my sales rep, Eric Kane, actually passes along any ideas or recommendations I might have, because I'm sure that every venue I have here at the Academy is unique, and every university and school that you guys maintain is each unique in its own specific way.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of idea sharing. So I think we talked about it a little bit when we were setting up for this, but have you seen different things that other schools or venues are doing, and kind of maybe you were watching on TV and you saw it at a pro game and you thought maybe we could try and do something like that for our production?
Yes, I have actually. Now that I am involved in Daktronics, whenever I watch a sports game now, I no longer watch just the athletes on the court or the field. Now I'm almost very cognitively, I'm very aware of the ribbon boards, scoreboard, the shot clocks, the officials, the tables. I'm aware of all of that, the entire show, not just the athletes on the field. So many times I've spoken with my marketing team about changing up an event to reflect what I've seen in other places. Some things they like, some things they don't. Sometimes they'll come to me and say, how easy would it be to make a change to the system or the graphics? I think, well, very easy. Go in, do some programming in 5 or 10 minutes. Not a problem.
Nice. And I'm thinking, you know, since, you know, being in this for, well, the past 3 years, kind of going from not doing something like this to jumping into it now, and you're starting to already, you know, look at other things a different way, get different ideas. I got to know, what is one of the most enjoyable parts of your job? Is it trying to, you know, push content out there, get a crowd reaction, or kind of what part of your job do you love the most?
The best part about my job, honestly, is that no one knows anything is wrong, ever. It's really the best thing I like about it. Coming from aviation, if there's a problem, it's bad.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens at 35,000 feet. So being here at the Academy, you know, to handle a couple of years ago, I think it was my first real summer here at the Academy, we had the Warrior Games come through, and they used almost every one of my venues. They used all at one time.
Oh, wow.
They had football. They were setting up a stage for a concert there first night. We had track, outdoor track facility turned on. We had the basketball courts, the volleyball courts, the swimming pool, plus the outdoor areas. I mean, there were multiple venues that were turned on at one time, but the best thing about it was nobody ever saw a problem. That's really what I like the best about this.
That's awesome, because it's definitely when people say they have nerves, mm-hmm. you know, during a big football game or big basketball game, but, you know, getting nerves for things is a different meaning with you, apparently, from your previous job to this one.
Yeah.
Only one time was I truly, truly, really nervous. We were flying a Cessna 208, doing a test flight on it, and we were probably, I want to say maybe 14,000 feet. This is in Central Texas, so 14,000 feet there, you're actually, you know, 10,000 feet above the ground, and the back door accidentally popped open because it had a bad latch on it, and the plane immediately pulled hard to the left, and we just heard the slam of the door hit the fuselage. Plane pulled to the left. We immediately tried to regain control, got control, called the tower, landed. The pilot told me the whole time, "Hey, you did a great job, you know, maintaining composure." And I said, "Thank you, I appreciate that. Now, if you could help me, you know, come unstuck from the seat cushion, I appreciate that too."
Yeah, you can't see it, but Matt and I are listening intently here yeah. with wide eyes, like, oh my gosh, what happened next? but you guys got control and were able to land it, and everything was fine.
100%.
Oh man.
Can you think about like the stress of being a little bit too late on, you know, a sponsored graphic or hitting a touchdown crowd prompt? It doesn't quite compare to something like that.
So honestly, you know, maintaining that kind of, you know, composure really, you know, helps you concentrate when something does happen to go wrong. You know, when a, you know, when a graphic is sent up and nothing happens, or the board is black for some reason, you know, somebody accidentally kicks a cable and it pops out of the wall, you know, something like that. Maintaining your cool composure really what helps you fix the problem, because if you panic, you're not going to fix anything.
This ties into a panic moment I had one time when I was, Justin's heard this story before, yeah, Jeremy.
It's not as intense as flying an airplane or
anything. Yeah, and you have a lot more composure than I did during this. So I was helping out at a NBA All-Star weekend, and all of a sudden we're getting ready for that celebrity game they have on the Friday night of that weekend. And mm-hmm. I helped set up the shot clocks, the scoreboards and everything. And I'm sitting at the scores table running the shot clocks. And then all of a sudden I look down and one of the shot clocks goes out and the place is packed. And there's just like this big gasp of air in the area. And everyone looks directly at me. And I mean, I had been at Daktronics for maybe like 3 months at this time. So I got up and just like, I slowly walked down to the hoop to go inspect it to know what it is, going, oh my God, this thing went off. And I went over there and looked, and it was someone from the media had unplugged a power cord from the hoop to plug into their production camera. And as soon as I saw that was the case, because I was walking down there with one of the people from, I think it was from ESPN or something. So he unplugged, and while he was chewing them out, I plugged the hoop back in and everything started up and worked perfectly. It was the biggest like nervousness to write to like a huge sigh of relief I've ever had in my life. So it was, I may have looked like I had composure walking down to that basketball hoop, but I could tell you I did not. I was so nervous for that.
And I don't think that's the biggest thing. If you fake composure, people will believe you have it, even though inside you're a complete wreck. No one knows.
They put like 20 pounds of electrical tape all around that outlet and put a sign on there after that said, nobody touch this again.
You know, it's kind of funny, actually. I mentioned before that, you know, sometimes people might kick a cable and pop it out of a wall. When that happens, immediately I try to find a way to make the situation preventable from the future. So I'll contact usually my Dectronics, you know, technicians and ask them, hey, I have this problem. What do you think we can do to prevent this from happening in the future? There might be a hardware thing I can do to prevent that. Maybe it's creating a redundancy within the system. So when I lose one signal, second one takes over immediately. That's one thing, honestly, that I'll tell you right now. I have never, ever had a problem with any of your Dactronics technicians over the phone. And I routinely tell Eric Kane, please pass along my thanks to whoever needs to hear it, that today I spoke to Josh K, or I spoke to Dustin on your tech support line, and they were able to get me up and running within minutes.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And I'm curious too, like you said, from a service perspective, going back and forth to multiple venues, I'm sure you have some issues arise every once in a while, but it's great to hear that works out for you when you call, everybody is ready to help you. And I almost pictured in my head that when you're coming up with your story about people helping you from Dactronics technician side, I pictured Eric Kane with a roll of electrical tape and a sign ready to help out.
What would the sign say? Don't touch this.
Yeah, don't unplug this from the outlet. No.
Stand here for the whole game, Eric.
But I'm also curious, what kind of events have you had that have had really big moments that stand out in your mind, or some of the most exciting events you've been a part of there?
Good times or bad times? Which one are you asking about?
Let's stick with the good times. Let's keep it positive.
So some of the biggest ones we've had here have been, of course, I think it was the 2018 Warrior Games. They came through. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet John Stewart and hang out with him.
Oh, wow.
And he is the nicest man you could possibly be, and genuine. Hung out with these guys for days before the event happened. I mean, just hanging out with them, having lunch with them. I mean, just a wonderful human being. I got to meet him and work with him. I got to hang out behind the scenes. In February, we had here the National Hockey League came out and did an event on our football field, actually. We turned the football field into an ice rink, and seeing them create ice on AstroTurf was amazing. And then watching them make the ice, put down the paint, and having Zambonis parked in our locker rooms was just surreal. We had an aircraft in the end zone. I still don't know how they got that down there, honestly.
But. I was just wondering that same thing. I wonder, do you have any time lapse of that too? I love seeing whenever you see like an NBA court go to an NHL court back and forth, and then the time frame that they do that all in, it always boggles my mind.
I do have some pictures, and honestly, it was a little bittersweet, actually, because they brought down an aircraft down to the field, like I said. And brought it down here. They collapsed the wings and brought it down the football tunnel. And at a certain point, it actually got stuck. They couldn't get it fully. It was too tall. It was too tall. They could not get it onto the field. There was about a 2-inch gap where they were hitting the tail on the concrete of the tunnel. And they couldn't make it through. And then someone had the idea, let some air out of the nose tire and let some air out of the nose strut. And they did that. And sure enough, it
was enough.
It created just enough, you know, it lowered just enough to where they were able to pull it through. I think they had like a 1/2-inch clearance.
Oh, man.
To bring this jet onto the field. And then they got on the field and they pumped it back up again. But it was pretty interesting to be on the field. I stood there for a second, realizing that to my right is an aircraft. That's where I came from. And to my left is a hockey rink. That's what I'm doing now. And it was just interesting to have the two side by side.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Everything came full circle there for you. And just kind of curious, we know this year has been a really different year for everybody. Do you have anything event-wise on the horizon that's coming up in the coming months?
We do have one scheduled event. We are playing Air Force versus Navy here at the stadium on October 3rd. Unfortunately, it's not open to the public. It is the cadets only, and they will be following, you know, social distancing. We'll take the, we're going to take the 4,000 cadets, put them in the lower bowl, and spread them around the entire lower bowl. They can have distancing while we're masked, of course. But we do have approval from the NCAA to start events after November 25th. Basketball is starting to make their schedule. Hockey, we're being told, is potentially starting in December. So unfortunately, my January looks very hectic. There is a possibility that I could have men and women's basketball, hockey, men and women's soccer and volleyball, possibly water polo also happening all in January.
Well, that does. I've heard that from some colleges too right now, when they start to, you know, either postponing some sports and then having them all happen maybe around the same time. Is it, I guess I'm not sure your control room, Seb, do you have one central control room, or are you going to be running around every place like you got a Segway to get by on, or?
A couple of years ago when I was first hired, I used my truck to move parts and equipment around the academy, because we have the football stadium is probably a mile and a half away from my, probably 2 miles away from my basketball arena, which is in a different building from my swimming and volleyball and gymnastics, which is in a different building from soccer, which is a different building from my indoor football arena. So I'm quite spread out. I would use my truck to get on everywhere. And after a while, they realized that won't work. So they got me a Kawasaki. Now I use that to travel all across the academy.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So we have multiple control rooms right across multiple venues. But like I said earlier, luckily, they're all basically designed the same. So when you go from one to the other, there's just little details here and there that you need to be aware of. Otherwise, they're all the same.
Yeah, that's always good to hear that everything kind of works out that way. And it's also good to hear that you might have some events on the horizon, and things might start coming back, even if in a slightly different capacity. But I wanted to thank you for joining us today and sharing your experiences and everything along your way, from fixing airplanes to being in your position at Air Force there, and everything that you're doing today. So thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. Take care, guys. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dactronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.